Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Do goals suck? Do goals suck? That is the topic of today's amazing episode here on the Power of Progress. By the way, if you haven't already, if you haven't done it yet, okay, stop the episode right now. Give the audio. If you have a video on, that'd be interesting. Give the audio, give the podcast a 5-star review. Not the episode, the whole podcast, a 5-star review. Just gotta scroll down a little bit. Click the little 5-star button. It's very appreciated as it does help more people like yourself see the show, whatever the algorithm is on iTunes or Spotify. Just if you can give it a 5-star rating, it would mean a lot to me because it helps everyone get this amazing free content. Now, back to telling you why your goals might suck. Goals might suck. Okay, might suck. Not necessarily. Some goals are good, some goals are bad. But basically, let's say you're trying to lose weight, okay? And you're, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Awesome. Great goal. And you have a very, you know, it's going to take you, you know, a few months and you're going to do it slowly and you're going to do it the right way and so on. So awesome. That's all great. That's all fine and dandy. Here's where things get out of hand. People become so focused on achieving that goal, which inherently you would think, okay, that's a good thing. I want to achieve the goal. I want to do this. I'm going to lose 20 pounds or I'm going to quit this food or whatever the goal. Okay, again, it doesn't matter the exact goal. It just matters how you think about the goal. Now, what no one thinks about, and this is where people get caught, is what are you going to do after you achieve the goal? Now, this does two things for you, okay? So most people don't even assume they're going to hit the goal. They're like, I have to hit the goal. If I can hit this goal. No. You got to be talking when you hit the goal. So if you set a goal, you got to set a deadline. You got to say, like, I'm going to hit this goal. Even if you don't hit your deadline, you still got to set a deadline just so you're pushing yourself and it becomes more urgent in your mind. So when you achieve your weight loss goal of 20 pounds, what's next? What's next after that? And it's a very rudimentary question, but I feel like a lot of people have never actually thought about what happens after they achieve the goal. So let's go back there. So you're trying to lose 20 pounds, okay? You're working out, you're eating healthy, you know, when you go out to dinner with your friends, you skip dessert and you're ordering the fruit on the side, or you're cooking a lot more, you're not going out as much, everything's home. You're being very disciplined with your approach, which is all amazing. So I'm not saying that's bad. Where people get tripped up is, okay, now you finally reach the goal. Let's say you were 180, now you're 160, or you're 200, now you're 180, whatever it might be. You've lost the 20 pounds, or 30 or 40 pounds. So now what? You spent all this time so linearly focused on this one goal, and now you've hit it. What happens? Well, usually what I see happening in my experience is people will, oh my gosh, hit the goal. I gotta celebrate, go out. You're a little bit more lax on your diet, your food choices. You go out, you actually have the cheesecake this time. And I say cheesecake because I just had Cheesecake Factory like a week ago, so it's still sitting in my stomach. But you know, you have dessert this time, or maybe you don't cook as many meals, you go out a few more times because, hey, I did all that work, I achieved my goal. But what do you think slowly happens? What do you think slowly happens? Well, you gain a few pounds back. No big deal. I'm still down 16, 17 pounds. Okay, but then you keep kind of doing that thing until eventually you're back where you started, because your body is, first off, always trying to get you back to where it's at. It never wants to be, you know, if you're losing weight, it doesn't want to do that. It wants to be where it's at because it's comfortable. But even without that, it's your mentality. Your mentality was, I need to lose 20 pounds. And the issue is, once you lose 20 pounds, you no longer have that mentality of, I need to do something. I need to work this hard. I need to be disciplined, which again, it can be tough, but I'm not saying to be disciplined all the time. It can be tough to be disciplined all the time. In fact, it's damn near impossible to be that disciplined all the time. But something you should think about is, okay, so Scott, what should I do if I shouldn't go for the goal? Well, I didn't say you shouldn't go for the goal, but a goal should become more part of like an overall objective, okay? So I'm not sure if I'm using these words interchangeably or not, but your objective should be, I'm going to be a healthier person, or I'm going to live a healthier life, something along those lines. To do that, my goal is to lose 20 pounds. Okay, and it could be vice versa. It might be your goal is this and your objective. Well, it doesn't matter. You get my point, though. It doesn't matter. But, you know, the goal isn't necessarily to the end result, isn't just to lose 20 pounds. It's to change how you do things on a regular basis. Because if you're thinking, oh my God, once I hit this 20-pound mark, I can stop doing all this, I can stop cooking my meals, I can eat out more, that's not how this works. Because it's a constant battle. Your body's constantly battling you over and over and over again. You need to become the person you want to be in order to achieve long-term success. That means educating yourself. That means building your knowledge base. That means living the lifestyle of someone who is now 160 versus 180. Living the lifestyle of someone who's now 200 versus 220 or sub 200. Okay? So you can't revert back to the lifestyle that you had once you hit your goal. You need to push on forward. Maybe create a new goal on top of that, or find a way to maintain your current progress and build on top of that at some point. But the idea that, you know, the goal is the singular focus of, once I achieve this, my life's going to be amazing, I'm going to do this, and boom. It doesn't work that way. Same thing at work, right? I'm going to get this raise, I'm going to get this promotion. And then once you do, what, do you stop working hard? Do you stop coming in early? Well, no, because those were the things that got you there. And what happens if you stop doing that? Well, your boss is going to notice, and it's not going to be good, right? So you don't get a promotion and stop working hard. No, you keep doing it because it's just something you do now. It's part of your lifestyle. So when you're trying to lose weight, it's not about just losing the 20 pounds. It's about becoming that person so that you can not only lose that 20 pounds, but you can keep it off. And you might be able to lose more weight than that, or build more muscle, or whatever, or just become healthier and less disease-free, as it were. So think about that. Next time you have a fitness, nutrition, or any goal, okay, don't necessarily worry about a singular outcome. Worry about the person you are going to become, the person you need to become in order to see results long term. All right, because that's where we get most stuck. That's where we get stuck the most, is we don't think about that. We think about just, I got the goal, that's it, I'm done. And then boom, what happens? You revert back and you're back at square one. Probably worse, because now you're discouraged. You're annoyed. You put all that work in the last 4 or 5 months and now you're back to nothing. Okay, so not that you're nothing, but the goal, you know, the goal of losing 20 pounds is nothing, because now you're at the same exact weight, or worse, actually, because now you're just tired. You put all that work in and didn't see any real result long term. So become the person you want to be. Now, if you're someone who might be struggling with becoming that person, you don't know how to set the goal for yourself, you don't know how to, you know, build that knowledge base, you don't know where to start, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Let's have a conversation about where you are right now. Let's just have a quick conversation, no strings attached. Let's have a conversation about where you are and where you want to go. And I guarantee one thing, you're going to leave that call with more information, more knowledge than you had before. So myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, I want you to have a great rest of your day. Think about that goal, change your mindset. That's all I got for today, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.